God loves you. He really does. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 357, titled God Loves You. He really does. Dear friend, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. The Holy Bible says God is love. Please do not resent me for sharing the gospel with you, because God loves your soul. I do too. And I want to tell you that if you have never been born again, you are on your journey to a place where you will burn forever and ever, the place called hell. You see, dear friend, the human race began when God created the first man, Adam. Adam was created sinless, yet he was also created with the ability to choose whether he would accept or reject God's rules. God commanded Adam not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in that day that he ate from the tree, he would die. The Holy Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Adam disobeyed God's commandment and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And on that day he died spiritually. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." The Bible states here that because Adam sinned, all people are born with the nature of sin. If you have never been born again, you are spiritually dead toward God, just like Adam. If you continue in this condition until death takes you from this world, you will be eternally condemned to the lake of fire. The Bible says in Revelation 20:15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Dear friend, God loves you. He loved you even before you were born into this world. Romans 5:8 states, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God's love for you is greater than all human understanding. By sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth to die for sinful man, he prepared the way of salvation to keep you and I from this lake of fire. St. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus Christ died upon a cross and shed his blood so that you could be saved. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:12, "But this man, Jesus Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Jesus paid it all. Salvation is waiting for everyone who will receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. St. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." So please listen to God's holy word. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and verse 13 says that, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Will you bow your head and call on Jesus Christ to save your soul right now? The decision is yours. The Bible says in Acts 26:28, "Then Agrippa said unto Apostle Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost is not good enough. Almost will send you to hell. Call upon Jesus Christ today to save your soul, having faith in Jesus Christ and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins. He paid it all, was buried, and rose again on the third day. So, dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Savior, so that you can go to heaven instead of going to hell, please pray with me what is called the Sinner's Prayer. Just simply repeat after me, phrase by phrase. I will give you space to repeat. And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ and mean what you pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you so much for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know to find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior. Visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at fellowshiptractleague.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.